More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says Hamas must free Israeli soldier now, and the World Health Organization says Ebola moving faster than control efforts. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says Hamas must immediately and unconditionally free an Israeli soldier apparently captured by Hamas militants during a Friday clash. The president said at a White House news conference Friday that the militants must release the soldier if Hamas is serious about trying to resolve the situation in Gaza.
If they are serious about trying to resolve this situation, that soldier needs to be unconditionally released as soon as possible. I have been very clear throughout this crisis that Israel has a right to defend itself. No country can tolerate missiles raining down on its cities and people having to rush to bomb shelters every 20 minutes or half hour.
A Hamas spokesman would not confirm or deny the militants are holding the soldier. The head of the World Health Organization is warning the presidents of West Africa's Ebola-stricken nations that the outbreak is moving faster than efforts to control it. World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan says if the epidemic continues to worsen, the consequences could be catastrophic in terms of lost lives and socioeconomic disruption. Dr. Chan met with the presidents of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone Friday in Guinea's capital, Conakry. The leaders gathered to finalize a $100 million emergency response that will include deploying hundreds more health workers to their countries. Dr. Chan said the leaders also agreed to send security forces to isolate rural areas where most of the Ebola cases have been detected.
They agreed to focus special attention to the cross-border areas, you know, where the three countries, you know, meet. The common borders is an area which account for 70% of the Ebola cases.
President Obama said Friday that the United States is closely following the situation in West Africa ahead of a summit next week in Washington for nearly 50 African leaders. He said African officials from at-risk countries will be screened for the disease before entering the United States. President Barack Obama is defending his handling of conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine as fighting in both places shows no sign of letting up despite intense U.S. diplomatic efforts this week. White House correspondent Luis Ramirez has more.
At a White House briefing Friday, President Obama hoped to focus on positive job growth numbers. Instead, he dealt with questions on the failure of U.S. diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza.
I think it's going to be very hard to put a ceasefire back together again if Israelis and the international community can't feel confident that Hamas can follow through on a ceasefire commitment.
In Gaza, a ceasefire brokered with U.S. help collapsed moments after it was announced when two Israeli soldiers were killed and a third was captured. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed an immigration bill aimed at addressing the crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border. The bill approved by the Republican-led House would make it easier to deport unaccompanied migrant children and increase funding for National Guard troops at the border. The House worked late Friday to ensure a vote before it adjourned for a five-week summer at recess. President Obama called the House bill extreme. He criticized Republicans for a measure he said the Senate would not approve and which he would veto. The U.S. unemployment rate rose slightly, 0.1%, to hit 6.2% in July. Friday's report from the Department of Labor also said the economy had a net gain of 209,000 jobs. The data surprised economists who had predicted that the unemployment rate would be steady. President Obama acknowledged Friday that the United States tortured some folks after the terror attacks of September 11, 2001, but cautioned people not to rush to judgment. Mr. Obama admitted Friday that U.S. intelligence agents did things that were contrary to U.S. values. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
in Bosnian, we say, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
And we begin the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart, and we're going to start the hour with John Cowan, a legend. He's been at this for better than 45 years, and he has a brand new album called 60. Back in the 1970s, John was the voice and bass player for the Newgrass Revival. In fact, he was called the voice of Newgrass back then in the early 1970s. For those too young to remember, Newgrass Revival is the band you can credit to the sound of Yonder Mountain String Band, Leftover Salmon, Trampled by Turtles, and so many others today. And in the 1990s, John brought his bass playing and singing to the Doobie Brothers for a few years on a couple of albums, and he tours with the Doobies to this day. On the album 60, a collection of covers, he revisits some touchstone moments for his music career, including, of course, things that represent the Newgrass sound, as well as classic country. But then there's a Blue Nile cover, there's a Fleet Foxes cover, and in this case, there's a Flying Burrito Brothers cover. This is a song that comes after the point where Graham Parsons had left the band. And in this case, he is joined by former Flying Burrito Brothers Chris Hillman and Bernie Leadon. Also, John McPhee from the Doobie Brothers is on this track, and he also produced this collection called 60. Let's listen to John Cowan with Why Are You Crying? Acoustic Cafe.
Can I do? It's not so easy just watching you cry alone. Can you tell me what's wrong? If you think it'll help, I can bring my guitar and sing you a song. I know love has made a fool of others, and I guess love has made a fool of me. Try to answer questions that you never even asked of me. I know you've been left in doubt, things that you're not sure about. Well, I can say I've been there too, and maybe we can both find out if you will tell me why are you crying and what can I do. It's not so easy just watching you cry alone. Can you tell me what's wrong? And if you think it'll help, I can bring my guitar and I'll sing you a song. You say there's no way I can help, and in the end that might be true. You never know until you tried, and that's all that I've asked of you. Now I can see you have your secrets, and that's all right, I got mine too. But you should always share your troubles, makes it that much easier on you. So tell me, why are you crying and what can I do? It's not so easy just watching you cry alone. Can you tell me what's wrong? And if you think it'll help, I can bring my guitar and sing you a song. Sing a song!
window, love would appear
dates back to 1972, and the Doobie Brothers album called Toulouse Street. And that was the Doobie Brothers performing it live in our studios. Patrick Simmons, Tom Johnston, John McPhee, and John Cowan performing that live at Acoustic Cafe. And we started the hour with John Cowan, who has a new solo album. It's called 60. We heard him doing a 1973 song from the Flying Burrito Brothers called Why Are You Crying? Michelle Ndegeocello is back with a new release, which couldn't sound more different than her tribute to Nina Simone, which came out a year or so ago. It is largely a groove-driven thing, which is something we came to expect from her long ago when we discovered her in the 1980s and 90s, right? This song, though, is one of those rare acoustic moments on the disc called Good Day Bad, an Acoustic Cafe.
I'm surprised every sunrise the earth would have me back. Surprise my knees, hold me up, that it's not all gone black. And I'm sure by nightfall, I will burn up all I have. So don't go out your way to make a good day bad. So don't go out your way to make a good day bad. wish I knew my mama. Wish I could forgive my dad. Should've known better. Wish I had. Seen more good than bad. Seen more good than bad.
You might remember a viral video from two girls doing Tiger Mountain Peasant Song from Fleet Foxes. That viral video was done by Johanna and Clara Soderberg, the Soderberg sisters, known as First Aid Kit now. That viral video led to their first album, The Lion's Roar, and now a second release, which they recorded in the same place, Omaha, Nebraska. They traveled all the way to Omaha to work with the folks out there. First Aid Kit has a new album called Stay Gold, and we just heard the song called Fleeting One. And then we also heard something brand new from Michelle Ndegeocello. She has a fine record called Comet Come to Me. A couple of acoustic moments on there. We heard one of them called Good Day Bad. And now let's go to East Nashville for one of our favorites out of that scene, Todd Snyder, who is celebrating two anniversaries this year. It is the 20th anniversary of his debut release called Songs for the Daily Planet and the 10-year anniversary for his critically acclaimed album called East Nashville Skyline. We had Todd on this program as one of our first guests back in early 1995, and we have kept up with him through the years. Let's pick one out from a visit 10 years ago when the new album was East Nashville Skyline. This is Play a Train Song live here at Acoustic Cafe.
This is a true story. It goes like this. Smoking long black Cadillac, engines winding down. Park it up on the sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. I'd hear him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and coke. Say, girl, you're hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, baby, if he don't treat you well. Am I he met me, so I laughed and I shook his hand. He laughed a little bit louder as he yelled up at the band to play a train song. Pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on when they lay me into the ground. I am a runaway locomotive. I'm a one-track mind. And I'm looking for any kind of trouble that I can't find. I got this old black leather jacket. I got this pack of Marlboro Reds. I got this stash here in my pocket. Got these thoughts in my own head. The right to run until I've got to walk, until I've got to crawl. This moment that I'm in right now and nothing else at all. Play a train song. Pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on when they lay me into the ground. I am a runaway locomotive. I'm a one-track mind. Television blizzard lights, we were looking around his place. Found him cold there on the sofa, a little smile across his face. And though I tried with all of my sadness, somehow I just could not weep. Before a man looked to me like he died, laughing in his sleep, singing a train song. Drinking one last round. We made him leave his boots on the day they laid him down. He was a long way locomotive out of his one track mind. Play a train song. Play a train song. Play a train song.
Train Song, the original from the 2004 release called East Nashville Skyline. That is 10 years old, and Todd Snyder is out on the road celebrating the fact that that's 10 years old and his debut is 20 years old. And ahead here, it's Fink's latest, acoustically, REM acoustic from way back when, and new music from John Hiatt.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
The permanence of it.
Fink has just released new music. The British DJ, songwriter, singer, and producer has been releasing his work since 2000, but has often found himself in the company of others, or others' music, remixing and working alongside the likes of Amy Winehouse, Elbow, John Legend, and many more. His own work can go from large orchestrated sections to delicate finger-picking, not unlike Beck, and in fact his new record, Hard Believer, draws just such comparisons. Right now, you're hearing Green and the Blue from Hard Believer, but there is also a bonus disc of acoustic versions of some of the album's tracks. From that, here's Fink with the Green and the Blue on Acoustic Cafe.
Pen on paper seems so permanent. Every line
of every letter that I never sent. And in the cold light of all the nights we spent, pen on paper seems to fit. Face to face, it seems so hard to find the hindsight or the courage not to change your mind. In the afterglow, before we leave behind, pen on paper seems to fit. The permanence, the permanence of it, the green and the blue, see me through these trials. Pen on paper seems so definite. Every innocent simplicity is intricate. In your hands, it's hard to forget. Yeah. And on paper seems to fit the permanence, the permanence of it, green and the blue.
Until you look at me now. Sometimes I don't even wanna try. I'm been looking for love, baby, looking high and low. Anybody tell me where did our love go? Well, I'm much suffering before you see the eyes of God. 'Cause I'm busted down to nothing. God, it's a long dark road I'm on. I just didn't show up yesterday. Like the rain come down from a cloud. I just didn't show up yesterday. Like the rain come down from a cloud. I was drawing blood from the enemy long before my neighbors got proud. Fancy car. They like to cut their grass just so. I got a great big fancy car. They like to cut their grass just so. I do a cartwheel on the front lawn. I'm still coming to the kitchen door. Show me what you got.
Because of his voice, almost all of his albums have some blues to them, always. But there is a new album from John Hiatt, which really is the most blues-based record he's done in some number of years. It's called Terms of My Surrender. We just heard the song called Face of God. Brand new music from John Hiatt. Also, brand new music from Fink. It actually came out earlier in the spring in the UK. It's out now here in the States called Hard Believer. And we heard something from a bonus disc, some acoustic versions of songs. And we heard the one which is called The Green and the Blue. R.E.M. hasn't been a band since 2011 officially. However, they have released a double CD. It's their two unplugged performances from 1991 and 2001, and it's the full performance, including things that didn't air on the program and have never been released before on any album or single. So let's listen to R.E.M. from the 1991 set with a song that was, at the time, only 5 years old. 1986, they put out an album called Life's Rich Pageant. Here's the 1991 acoustic version of Fall on Me on Acoustic Cafe.
There's a problem with every science. Bargain buildings, weights and pulleys. Feathers hit the ground. Tell the sky, tell the sky, tell the sky, don't fall on me, fall on me, fall on me. There's a progress, we have found a way to talk.
Oh, every now and then I fall. Every now and then I lose control. But in your eyes I see your thoughts around me, and I've a little bit of thought for you. Cause every now and then I fall a bit behind. Every time I stare into your eyes. Every time I stare into your eyes, with your thrills I find it's not hard to be left behind. So I run, you'll hide. We know better than to stay outside. Hey, you're cold and you're away. You said I should never stay. There's no better place for me. Every time I stare into your eyes, it's every now and then I fall a bit behind. Every time I stare into your eyes, every time I stare into your eyes, every time I stare into your eyes. Every time I stare into your eyes. Every time I stare into your eyes.
A totally stripped down version of a song called From Nowhere. British singer-songwriter Dan Kroll, the original in a very different form, can be found on his debut album this year called Sweet Disarray. He is not from nowhere. He is from Liverpool and remains there to this day. Also, REM before that with Fall on Me, a song originally from 1986. We heard a 1991 MTV Unplugged version of the song. You can hear it too. The REM Unplugged sets of 91 and 2001 have just been released this summer. And ahead on the program, it's The Tortured Life of a Squirrel Nut Zipper and more with our in-studio guest, LP.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Just this hour, I've played at least three artists who could write tell-all books that would be scathing and compelling about their time in the music industry or their time in their respective bands. If it were up to me to draw up such a list, on the top of the list would not be Tom Maxwell of Squirrel Nut Zippers. However, Tom has written just such a book, and it will be out on August the 26th. It's called Hell, My Life in the Squirrel Nut Zippers. He says he wrote it because he wanted to reveal the before side of the story, because most people know the after. Not sure if I agree with that either. It will also be coinciding with a new musical release, Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, that will also be coming out on August the 26th. While I would hate for Tom to revisit his hell, I thought we would revisit their hell from the album Hot on Acoustic Cafe.
Serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay. The people listen attentively. I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamping his feet. Eternally, fire is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and bones are ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
In the afterlife, we had a more serious life. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow will be held to pay.
Zippers from 1996. The album was called Hot, the song called Hell. You can find out the whole sordid story of Squirrel Nut Zippers. Tom Maxwell has a book called Hell, My Life in the Squirrel Nut Zippers, coming out August the 26th. And it's time now for more with our in-studio guest on the program this week, playing songs from her new album called Forever For Now. Our guest is LP.
All of the songs on Forever For Now are co-write, the credits are co-writes, mm-hmm. which is obviously something collaborative songwriting is obviously something you're very comfortable with
doing.
Yeah,
I like, you know, I collect sounds and bips and bobs and I like bring them into sessions. And I sometimes, you know, even when I have something, like I have to run it by somebody. Like I just, you know, I mean, I'm kind of ashamed of that sometimes. I'm like, you know, like, interview your own damn person. Put a song out that nobody's approved. And I'm like, the answer is no. I'm like, you know, like I'm like a tree falling in the forest. I need someone to be there to watch me.
Well, that's super important. Are these mostly, you know, formal appointments that are, you know, writing appointments, or are they more hanging out?
It depends. They're both. They're mostly formal, though. Like, the danger for me is that I sometimes get, like, really tight with people I have successful songwriting sessions with. Like, you know, the guy that I wrote Into the Wild in Tokyo with, we were kind of amazed that we had this chemistry. And now, since then, we've written, like, 10 songs that we're both neurotically going, scratching our heads, like, I don't think it's good enough. It's not nothing. Into the Wild. It's not, you know, like, and it's really bad. I mean, I'm thinking we might need to go to therapy together because we are just like absolutely neurotic fools. It's terrible. Like, I don't like, and we like get in the same thing as a couple would, like where you're like, kind of like, he's down, I'm trying to bring him up, and then he just brings me down, and then I'm up, and, you know, or he's up, and I, like, you know, we just, like, tear each other apart, and we're still friends, of course, but, like, you know, I feel bad for us sometimes when I'm in a session, because I think we're just, like, thinking about it too much.
Summer lust, and we dare to go to chain our hearts and tear apart and come together again. A lover's pain forever will remain, and I remember when stars are falling, I'll be falling through. that heaven knows by name. The saddest touch I love so much, I played again and again. And in the end, I wasn't innocent.
Like this, our in-studio guest on Acoustic Cafe this week is LP.
In this intervening period we're talking about, when you were not performing, but you were having success as a songwriter, great success, was there a part of you that said, I don't want to go on the road? Why do I have to food, stupid radio interviews? Right. Why am I going to sit here?
Going on the road and there being a demand for that is a whole different thing than like pushing yourself, you know. I'm going to go for this analogy again. My favorite analogy is those old things of like the old 50s vacuum salesman that like knocks on the door and throws the dirt on the carpet, right. And like then like to the woman like looks at him like, why do you do that, you know? And he just starts vacuuming it up, and she's like, thanks, but I still don't need a vacuum, you know what I mean? Like, who knows what she's going to say? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think like I thought for a while it was nice to the anonymity. And the success of like being a songwriter, like the subtlety was so super cool, and I really dug that. That was a big decision. That was like one of the biggest decisions of my life, especially like choosing my management right now, because I knew that if I chose this, I had two different choices. If I chose this management, that they were going to like try to get me going as an artist, and I was like, do I want that? Do I want to be? You know,
so you did have to struggle with that.
Do I want to put my head on the chopping block again? Because in every aspect, it's a big commitment, and it's not pleasant, some of it. You only see what people want you to see. Like, you know, as an artist, we'll show you the reel of like how, like, oh, this is like, we'll show you even the trials that we go through. We'll show you the ones that were like easy, easier ones, you know, like this is the real life of blah blah blah.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, you didn't see the depths of like, yeah, of horror that can go on, you know. And you know, in every success story, there's like, you know, paved the road to success is paved with failures, you know. I mean, there's just like, you know, I have friends that are writers that were artists that just couldn't, like, got into the place where I am and just couldn't deal with it. Like, you know, like people taking their picture, getting up, doing the whole, like, the probing, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, be, like, down for that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is there also part of this maybe that it would be good to be out on the road and seeing the world and, like, people,
I mean,
instead of holing up and writing songs in Southern California?
Like, now that I've done it, I'm kind of, like, very grateful, because I'm like, it's feeding my songwriting in general. And I think, you know, yeah, you might have been comfy at that for a minute, but then the regrets start to build. And I, you know, you got to just keep creating and just keep making records. You know, there's a bunch of people out there like with, like, you know, pins trying to pop your balloon, but you just got to
keep moving, keep floating.
Yeah, keep floating.
Float higher.
stormy, stranding my very life today. If I don't get some shelter, oh, I'm gonna fade away. Oh, children, it's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Oh, shot away, it's just a shot away. Oh, fire is sweeping my very street today, burning like a red coal carpet. Mad bull lost his way. Shot away, it's just a shot away. Oh, children, it's just a shot away, it's just a shot away.
Stone's original and the work of Mary Clayton on that original. That's a pretty decent cover of Gimme Shelter. That's LP live in our studios along with guitarist Tim Fagan. That is not a cover that is on the new album called Forever For Now, LP's latest disc you will find on the Warner Brothers Records label. And remember, you can catch up with us online anytime at acafe.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You'll find links to all of that at acafe.com, as well as our archives, where you can catch up on shows you might have missed, interviews and performances from greats like David Crosby and Sir Tom Jones, and some stuff from the past. Rufus Wainwright just a couple of weeks ago with Puss in Boots, Nora Jones' new project, and last week with Johnny Swim. Lots of stuff all in the archives for you at acafe.com. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap things up here and tell you about next week.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
Thanks for joining us this week on Acoustic Cafe. Next week on the program, we're going to break open that songwriter project from Beck and many artists who have done his songs that he hasn't even done yet. Also, we'll have new music from Old Crow Medicine Show, Ed Sheeran, something from Fleet Foxes, and our in-studio guests for the week. We'll have two of them, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, along with his vocalist, Noah Hunt. Many thanks to those making the show possible this week, including Leon Speakers, where we are taping some sessions in their Leon Loft. We'll be doing those through 2014. You can find out more about Leon Speakers and the Loft at leonspeakers.com, as well as Subway Sandwiches. Find out more about Subway at subway.com. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. Writing and production help from Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme called The Million Dollar Intro. And Ed Magnus ages his computers like fine wines. Till next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.